Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Today, I really don't know what to talk about, but it's time to record. And honestly, I've been meaning to record earlier this week, but I was busy with work, I guess, and I postponed it to the weekend because I have a feeling that on the weekend, my creative juices just flow differently. Simply because I can go to bed when I want to and sleep in. And I think that makes a huge difference. In my last episode, I talked about how important it is to act and to be active, to actually do things in order to move the needle, so to say. And I think I've really said everything that was to be said about the topic, and now it's just about me executing things and listening to my own advice, which is hard sometimes because technically or theoretically we know best, but doing what we know is good for us, that's the hard part. That's the actual challenge, and I'm here for it. So what I'm learning through podcasting is really that we fluctuate as human beings, and it's mainly because my podcast is somewhat of a diary for me, because I talk about topics obviously that are on my mind at the moment I record. So last week it was really about action and being proactive. And this week it's different because I fluctuate and my energy fluctuates and my thoughts fluctuate and everything changes, and that's totally normal. And especially if you've experienced what it's like to be under the influence of psych meds, I just want to say that I totally feel you, and I know it's not easy. And sometimes you really don't have a lot to talk about because you're just a little numb. And I feel that. But nonetheless, I am very grateful for this opportunity to share my thoughts and to have people listen to me and hopefully feel inspired by what I have to say. I really appreciate you. And I've recorded this episode in two parts, actually, which is quite interesting because I recorded the first part this not morning but like noon, and now it's almost uploading time or going live time for this episode. And my grandma actually celebrated a huge birthday, and I just want to say that we often forget what we achieve in life. We seldomly, or at least I for my part, seldomly just think back of the things I've achieved. In my last episode, I talked about being proactive and how action is really important, but along the way, we should definitely celebrate and honor our commitments and be proud of what we have achieved. And I think oftentimes we forget that that goes hand in hand with action. Every small step deserves to be celebrated and deserves to be seen. So I want to use this episode as a little reminder for all of us to be a little kinder to ourselves and to celebrate more what we actually achieve and actualize. Because why not? I mean, this life is short, and we can definitely make use of the time we have. And I want to share a little bit more about the process of what it means to become an artist. And that's something that's on my mind, and that's really something that's on my heart and that wants to be shared with other people, because I know what it feels like to be stuck in daily life and duties and maybe in the way that you've been trained to think when it comes to work, and at the same time have like a creative soul and this urge to create in you. So I want to be a little more transparent, so stay tuned for whatever I come up with along the way. I really hope you're gonna like it. And yeah, this is about it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening, because it really helps me out. And I would really love for you to tune back in and come on this journey with me. Thank you so much. I'll catch you soon. Bye.